Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and enslave us to the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building or whatever. It's the same guy who says the Boston bombing was also fake. It was faked for political purposes. The same guy who says he doesn't believe the Columbia.
There you go. That's like going, Abraham Lincoln had a beard, which you know is true, and, Alex Jones can fly to the moon with pink wings. You know, they just throw something totally ridiculous in. Try to discredit it at a mindless, bestial level, and it doesn't work anymore. Look, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, I want to thank you for spending all this time with us today. We've only got about 5 minutes left. Other key points that you wanted to get into today that are important for people to know. I just hope everybody goes to InfoWarsHealth.com and bare minimum gets the Polymers Plus and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Alex Pack that has the Osteo FX and other things. I mean, if they'll just do that, they'll support us, but that's number two. Number one, they'll find out we're not playing games here.
And it won't take very long, Alex. That's one of the neat things about nutritional supplementation is the more you need the nutrients, the faster those nutrients get absorbed. And that's why, as you know, when people start this thing, when people start a nutritional supplement program, when people start sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, for example, it takes about 24 hours for you, even less sometimes, for you to notice a difference. And that's because the gift of the human body is the more deficient you are, the faster nutrients get absorbed. The sicker you are, the faster you can turn it around. And
some people genetically are more predisposed to die quicker without water. The answer is, instead of giving somebody water, a nutrient,
hack off part of their body?
The answer, because it could just be a brain and they could live on less water. Instead of giving somebody a glass of water, you know, who they need genetically, we just get rid of their brain. I mean, I think
that sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's what Angelina Jolie did.
Let me tell you something. If anybody tells you that you have to have an organ removed because you have the genetics for cancer, run. Don't walk out of that office. Run out of that office and never return. There is no case when you need to have an appendage or a limb or an organ removed simply because of genetic mandate, because genetics are subject to epigenetics, which means nutrition and which means lifestyle.
Well, I'll tell you what's next. They're already doing this in England. They're saying, well, you're predisposed to cancer, so you can't have children because we're socialist healthcare. We're not going to pay for it. So you have government approval of the sperm and the egg. And they're talking about government approval of the zygote and basically forced abortion.
Alex, this is why the founding fathers put medical freedom into the Constitution. This is why Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Rush warned us about health freedom. They knew, Thomas Jefferson said, if people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls who live under tyranny. And he said that 250 years ago. And Benjamin Rush and the other founding fathers said the same thing. They knew good and well that it is the job of the government to disempower the people. It is their job. It is the job of the state to take power away from the people.
Hold on.
That sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
Fine. Then I'm a fascist, if that's the case.
I'm being sarcastic. He was talking about me. This is so crazy and so obvious that if you don't give yourself vitamin C, your teeth will fall out of your head. But now people are coming into hospitals with scurvy that eat fast food diets and stuff, and they won't tell them why they're open sores and teeth falling out. It's insane.
Well, this is the whole idea of subclinical nutritional deficiency. You know, many of us are just walking around and we get sick all the time, or we have asthma, or we just don't feel as well as we should, or we have problems sleeping, and we don't have full-blown out disease states. We just don't feel as good as we have the right, the God-given right to feel, and it's because we're subclinically deficient in these nutrients. Not bad enough to be dying in bed, but bad enough to not be feeling as good as we should.
Well, there you go. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He's on every hour, every day right before we start, the hour before. GCNLive.com. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com and become a member today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
My judge, what is the secret of the universe?
Infowars.com. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the third hour. I want to thank you all for joining us. I have the former Minister of Defense from Canada coming on, who's been speaking out about the New World Order and the Bilderberg Group and others. He has some other interesting theories. It's not a theory about the Bilderberg Group setting up world government. Their documents have been stolen, leaked. I've gotten them out of the National Archives that little loving moles have given me and we put out last year. We're going to be getting into all that at the bottom of the hour. I personally am going to be going to England if they let me into the country. And speaking of the devil, I've had multiple police call me wanting to talk to me from England. One of them, the deputy chief, another, the chief of a constabulary police in the area. So I probably need to get around to calling them. I just always get off the air and I don't call in the morning. I'm too busy. You know, they're 6 hours ahead. But thousands are kept out. I mean, if you're a Al-Qaeda extremist, you're let in, you're given free welfare, you're taken care of, you can threaten to kill people for 8 years and be allowed to do it. By the way, we are saying that that is a real terror attack that happened yesterday, or now a day and a half ago, but the media is now saying that we said it wasn't real. That's right. Paul Watson put out an article and a video that went viral saying that it was not a staged event. They obviously knew about it, and that's now come out, which is pretty much the same thing. I mean, they bring in people that do this and then take everybody's rights. But obviously, it'll probably be on MSNBC tonight that I said that, you know, it was fake too. I mean, MSNBC now says that I believe giant wasp, alien wasp, live under the UN building. I don't know where they're getting that. I never really cover UFOs, but our next guest actually says there's evidence the government's covering that up. So it's strange she's saying that, then I've got him on. But he's a prestigious guy. He speaks before the parliament now. He was the deputy prime minister, a bunch of other stuff. So we'll find out. This is something we set up like a month ago. What's going on with that? But I'm sure Matt Al will edit it all up and put it out. And again, the reason that's amazing is they're on record getting White House talking points and following Media Matters. Okay, I've already talked about this ad nauseum. The video of it, it's all up on InfoWars.com. Here's some of the news on InfoWars.com right now. Rand Paul, Obama embroiled in old McDonald farm of scandals. There a pig, here a pig, everywhere pig, pig. I mean, it is just scandals and corruption everywhere. And will you guys punch up my computer screen? I want to show viewers this. So again, here is InfoWars.com. Oh, it's not connected. We need to do that every day at the start of the show. Here, I'll do it. I'll connect it so we can run that feed out to everybody. Or it may have disconnected on its own. Is it connected now? Okay, so back to InfoWars.com. There you can see Rand Paul, Obama embroiled in old McDonald farm of scandals. DHS memo warns 3D printed guns may be impossible to stop. Oh my gosh, it's so deadly. People may have guns. Criminals are going to have them anyways. But the big criminals don't like that. Gang of Eight says, trust us, this bill will pay for itself. The $6.3 trillion amnesty bill that legalizes criminals. I don't mean just criminals for being here illegally. I mean felons. Maybe they can join the police force. There's some towns actually hiring illegal aliens as police in New Mexico. IRS harassment. Suppressed Tea Party vote. Gee, think that was what it was for? Mike Judge defends Second Amendment and more, an exclusive interview with Alex Jones. That full video that we played the audio of yesterday on the radio is now up for everybody at InfoWars.com. And it's and you're like, okay, we all know the guns are good. Well, your friends and family don't. He's got a lot of fans. So it's almost a documentary. In fact, parts of it are. I'm really proud of the interview. Please get it out to everybody you know. Will Lois Lerner be Obama's scapegoat? An important article. Yeah, I think that's the plan. Under Obamacare, health insurance want cash on the barrelhead. How do you like that? And the price is doubling. Eric Schmidt, Google AI indistinguishable from humans within 5 to 10 years. And that means they've already got it, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're so arrogant. The people will believe what the media tells them to believe. So said George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair. That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com. We'll look and see what Drudge is doing in a little bit. But let me go ahead and just get to this right now. Hey, I meant to read this first hour. I didn't get to it, so let's read it now. Fox News. Roger Ailes' letter to Fox employees. Dear colleagues, the recent news about the FBI's seizure of the phone and email records of Fox employees, including James Rosen, calls into question whether the federal government is meeting its constitutional obligation to preserve and protect a free press in the United States. Well, it's going to soon be a conspiracy that there ever was a free press. I mean, everybody knows there wasn't. All there are re-education facilities, but never mind that. We reject the government's efforts to criminalize the pursuit of investigative journalism and falsely characterize a Fox News reporter to a federal judge as a co-conspirator in espionage. Yeah, and I added that part. A federal judge as a co-conspirator in a crime, but it's actually of espionage. We're talking to a State Department official about what's your personal view on Kim Jong-un? Is he crazy enough to really test a nuke? Well, I think so. So they arrested him, and he's now in jail. I mean, this is like saying you can't. I mean, that's why I can't even get generals and colonels on now. They say if they give their opinion about the weather, they'll be arrested. I mean, well, I've gotten so many documents we've put out. I mean, if a government's doing something illegal, you have a right to talk about it. And the government is illegally spying on you so to stop you from that. This is outrageous. I mean, they're disappearing people. He goes on to say, Roger Ailes, I know how concerned you are because of so many of you have asked me, why should the government make me afraid to use a work phone or email account to gain news or gather news or even call a friend or family member? Well, they shouldn't have done it. The administration's attempt to intimidate Fox News and its employees will not succeed, and their excuses will stand neither the test of law, the test of decency, nor the test of time. We will not allow a climate of press intimidation. And I'm telling you, the globalists are really asking for it, because there's a lot of corrupt power blocks, but they don't want to be slaves either. You know, they get that basic instinct that, you know, that the gravy train's going to end if they let one power, one ring to rule them all, and in the darkness bind them, come into power. We will not allow a climate of press intimidation unseen since McCarthy era. McCarthy was a good guy, folks. I'm going to explain that in a minute. To frighten any of us away from the truth. He was misled, though. I am proud of your tireless efforts to report the news over the last 17 years. I stand with you. I support you, and I thank you for your reporting with courageous optimism. Too many Americans fought and died. Well, this is the right type of talk. Finally, really calling them out. This is the only way to deal with tyrants, folks, is call them on it. Too many Americans fought and died to protect our unique American right of press freedom. We can't and we won't forget that. Being an American journalist is not only a great responsibility, but also a great honor. To be a Fox journalist is a high honor, not a high crime. Even this memo of support will cause some to demonize us and try to find irrelevant things to cause us to waver. Yeah, like saying no one should listen to me and that I'm insane. And I mean, they're scared, folks. We will not waver. See, what's happened is Fox and Glenn Beck and all of them, they wouldn't cover this stuff. But InfoWars.com, this show, my films, and then Drudge supercharging us like nitrous oxide at the key junctures with real reports. He went and looked up, and his crew looked up and found out we're accurate. That's why they keep hurting them, because it's true they've got FEMA camps. It's true they're buying billions of bullets. It's true their manuals say they're going to arrest returning veterans and libertarians and conservatives, and that we're the enemy, and there's this coming war with us. I mean, these people are the radical, dangerous folks. And you've got to call it what it is to confront it. Yeah, it's over the top. Yeah, it sounds nuts to say what they're doing, but they're the ones doing it. You know, it sounds crazy to say your neighbor's got dead bodies in the back, but if you've seen them and you know they're there, you got to go call the police. I mean, I know why people don't want to believe this, but it's happened. He goes on to say, even this memo of support will cause some to demonize us and try to find irrelevant things to cause us to waver. We will not waver. See, they get distractions. Or Mad Owl desperately, her body language is freaking out. They're all freaking out right now. As Fox News employees, we sometimes are forced to stand alone. But even then, when we know we are reporting what is true and what is right, we stand proud and fearless. Thank you for your hard work and all your efforts. Sincerely, Roger Ailes. And I know for a fact Roger Ailes has bodyguards, former FBI and a Navy SEAL. I know for a fact Roger Ailes secretly, at least 20 years ago, was an anti-New World Order guy. I've talked to multiple people, a bunch of them that knew him when he was younger. And he is not a communist or a socialist and secretly doesn't like the New World Order. Rupert Murdoch's a different kettle of fish, but still, they're more opportunistic. They're not like really hating America, really hating families, really hating men. They just kind of halfway have gone along. But now, because they brought out Benghazi, and by the way, it was our guest, our research that helped force that out again about the missiles and all of it and the Al Qaeda. I mean, let me tell you, folks, this country is in a civil war right now between different power structures, and the really nasty globalists that want to shut this country down are in charge of the White House. And they are so freaked out that I've got their number. They are so freaked out that we've hit the zeitgeist that if they're ever going to kill me, it'll be soon. And I don't want that to happen, but I'm committed to this. So just please pray for us. Spread the word. And as bad as Fox News is, and they've done mean stuff to me in the past, I've told everybody this. When they start shutting stuff down, they're going to get rid of anything that even acts like it's libertarian or conservative. because it could be the ghost, the seed that could grow into something real. You understand that? Even though they've been fake opposition, they will be destroyed unless they wake up.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Wouldn't take any chances.
Didn't take no chances.
I was a prisoner of doubt. Cheers to liberty and freedom and the awakening of the human spirit. The giant is rising. The fortune I seek is liberty and a future for humanity. You know, I dropped the ball today. We did an investigative report last night. with Rob Dew on the Nightly News before I interviewed Pastor Chuck Baldwin in studio. And they are killing FBI agents that were in and around the Boston bombing. And when I first heard this 2 days ago, I went, I want to see that. Check their names. And sure enough, the hostage rescue team is the group they used to torch Waco. The hostage rescue team is the key inside group that was at Oklahoma City with the ATF. They are the internal group that does the black ops. Now, I'm not saying these dead guys were involved, because it's a large organization now. But in the past, these are the guys that do the deed. And that's what the media kept saying to me. And when Bloomberg's called here a bunch, they're like, you're saying the FBI did it, aren't you? And they keep wanting me to say that. And I go, well, and this was even taped last week. They were taping me, and they've got it on tape. I said it would be the hostage rescue team. That's the group over and over again that we've caught. Two of these guys that were at the Boston bombing and were investigating it died in a training accident. And I got to be honest, I heard this for like a day, and the articles were even out, and I'm like, I don't believe that. Even though I knew they would do something like this, I can't even believe it. And then you've got Tamerlan's friend, who they said they were seeking, and I said like 2 weeks ago, he's dead. And then they even say, because he told friends and family the questioning. So like, just meet with them. They're not going to hurt you. And he reportedly got agitated, so they killed him, but they're not going to tell you details. And but the officer... The agent didn't need to go to the doctor. Just not me anywhere. Hold on. But the most important part, he confessed that he was involved first. I mean, no need to torture you into confessing in a courtroom now or threaten your family. Just you get shot in the head and then you confess. Folks, if I ever get pulled over, because they've got CIA and FBI inside police departments everywhere. I mean, you know, they had that high-level CIA guy down in Houston that Wayne Madsen interviewed, Wayne Madsen knew, and that Wayne Madsen was going down to interview. But the point is that they get him out of the car. He steps out of the car. The Houston cops draw, shooting, and it's obviously an execution. And this is how it is now. I mean, you don't just go directly to jail or to a gulag. You just they drop by and shoot you in the head. And then there's not even an investigation. You can have a helicopter of the guy getting out with his hands. He's not reaching for anything. It was Carnaby. And you just shoot him. Look at this. New York Times. Two FBI hostage rescue agents died in training exercise at sea. And then we went and looked it up. And sure enough, they were involved investigating the Boston bombing. That can get very unhealthy if you're not a bad person. These guys were pretty young, so I would guess they probably weren't corrupt. Even if you're corrupt, it takes a while to prove yourself. I'd say 10 years. Official, Navy SEALs killed another injured in Arizona training exercise. Yeah, SEAL Team 6 every week, some more of them die. They crammed 20-something of them on a helicopter and then blew it up. And then I talked to a current active duty Navy SEAL who's, I'm not going to say anything else. They can put it in the NSA thing and figure out off clues, I guess. Because that one, that source hasn't been blown. Because he was smart enough to know where to come find me and tell me. Already said this thing. No, it's somebody the family knows. And he said, no, they know they blew up the helicopter. Do you know what it's like to actually talk to an active duty Navy SEAL? And he goes, but most of the guys think there's Al-Qaeda moles inside, and that's how they did it. I said, oh, on an old helicopter? Well, that's what they say. We never fly on those, and they never put that many of us on. They said it was a rescue mission, but it wasn't. It was all just a cover story. Because they were like, how do we get some propaganda out of this? We're going to kill these guys, because you know, they know the bin Laden raid was fake. You say they were flying to save the Army, pinned down by Al-Qaeda, and then you blow it up. And then it turned out Army wasn't pinned down. It wasn't real. It's like they recycled Pat Tillman and the Army Rangers. He's going public, writing letters. He's going to expose the government drug dealing, how they run Al-Qaeda. Now, that's all known now, but it wasn't supposed to come out, you know, 5-6 years ago. So Pat Tillman, they triple-capped him, and then the Army colonel, the coroner, wouldn't lie. And he said, no, they murdered him. But they said he was charging an Al-Qaeda machine gun nest. Just like the Navy SEALs were going to save the Army from Al-Qaeda. There was no battle. There was no nothing. They flew them out to a remote place and then detonated bombs on board. And I've got a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of FBI and Navy SEALs all being killed right now, all being murdered.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live. Back Sundays, live 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We also, 7 o'clock every night, have InfoWars Nightly News. And you can also subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Get 11 memberships for the price of one to share with your friends and family. $5.95 a month, and that goes to support our growing news organization and operation. So InfoWarsNews.com. We have our groundbreaking, really documentary interview with Mike Judge of King of the Hill, Office Space, Idiocracy, Extract. People are complaining I didn't ask him about Extract. Hey, folks, you go get the interview and remember to do everything. You know what I mean? Now, our next guest has quite a political and military pedigree. Paul Hellyer is one of Canada's best known and most controversial politicians. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's been deputy prime minister. He's been the head of the Defense Department there. He's best known for the unification of the Canadian Armed Forces and chairmanship of the Task Force on Housing and Urban Development. And he's maintained a lifelong interest in macroeconomics through the years. As a journalist and political commentator, he has continued to fight for economic reforms and has written several books on the subject. And that's PaulHellierWeb.com. In recent years, he's become interested in extraterrestrial presence and their superior technology that we have been emulating. In September 2005, he became the first person of cabinet rank in the G8 group of countries to state unequivocally UFOs are real. We know there's unidentified flying objects. Just what are they? As the airplanes flying overhead. And I don't get into UFO stuff because most of it's just black project secret stuff. And the media, you already heard Rachel Maddow come out and say that I say giant wasp are under the UN building. I don't cover UFOs. So it's funny she said that a few nights ago, and now I've got somebody that gets into that. And we're going to play a clip of him in one of these hearings, and he speaks before Parliament, you name it, getting into the Bilderberg Group and global governance. That's not a theory. That's real. So he comes off very credible, and he's respected all over the world. And he's, you know, one of the most respected people in the whole Disclosure Project. So we're going to get his take on that here in just a moment. But here is a clip of him talking to a panel that I believe was televised on their C-SPAN. Here it is.
Who are these vested interests and what are they up to? Well, Senator, you were talking about a military junta. In my opinion, that is true, but I have broadened and deepened the definition to cabal, and the cabal comprises members of the Three Sisters, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, the International Banking Cartel, the Oil Cartel, members of various intelligence organizations, and select members of the military junta, who together have become a shadow government of not only the United States, but of much of the Western world.
All right, and joining us is Paul Hellier. Then I have some big breaking news that just went up on Infowars.com. Adam Kokesh calls for new American Revolution. I am, and he's talking about, well, I'm going to get to that in a moment. I'm calling for a restoration of the Republic. Mr. Hellier, good to have you on with us. We appreciate your courage, you know, saying what you believe is formally heading up the Department of Defense in your country. When you start, you know, talking about this stuff, people pay attention. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us about your process of awakening and specifically what research you've come to, because I agree, Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg, all the heads of that are all the same heads of the other organizations. So people ask, well, which group is it? Well, they're all just different management teams, as you know. So give us your view on the world power structure and where they want to take us. We know it's real, but who are they and where do they want to take us?
Well, I think the Three Sisters are all sort of joined together at the hip like Siamese children. And where they're trying to take us, and this has been set out in writing by the Council on Foreign Relations as far back as World War II. They're headed in the direction of a world government ineffectively run by them. They don't believe in democracy as we have seen it over the years of by and for the people. They believe that there is a better way, and the better way is to have the elite of the world, and especially bankers, running it. The problem is that they are already doing that to a very great extent and running it for their own benefit and to the exclusion of the benefit of ordinary people who do most of the work and create most of the wealth. So it's a direction which I think has been going on for probably 40 or 50 years, very successfully. It involves much of globalization. The purpose of globalization was to enable them to extend their reach into every country, that they would have the ability to cherry-pick the assets and industries of other countries, to establish branch plants there of their banks, and to get involved in the money creation function in those countries. And all of this leading to the end of a world autocracy. And I think this is absolutely, totally wrong. And I'm doing everything I can to say, whoa, let's get off the train before it's too late. And I just hope it isn't too late now, because we're going to have to act very fast.
Now, as the head of the Canadian military at one time, you obviously led into NATO councils, the highest levels of global national security, which they used to breed all this under. But now everything you just said so eloquently is exactly what they're doing. And then that's what freaks me out when you say they've got a bunch of advanced technology they're hiding. Where is all this stuff coming from? And then I read Eric Schmidt, Google, says AI indistinguishable from humans within 5 to 10 years. And then I read their public writing saying, as soon as we merge with the AI, you'll be like bugs, whether it's Ray Kurzweil or him. They all talk about the end of humanity. Bill Joy went to a conference in 99. He wrote about it in 2000, why the future doesn't need us. He was worth $4 billion at the time, even more now. Co-owner of Sun Microsystems, involved with Apple, you name it. He said, no, I went to a conference, and we all discussed, do we kill everybody when we merge with machines and don't need them anymore and become gods, basically? Whether that's real or not, that's what they're saying publicly in Wired Magazine. Or do we just let them, like children, continue on eating resources? Well, you can argue humans are hurting the earth, but they're just coldly talking about writing everyone off. And then I see this program. So what is the end game? Because what you said is absolutely correct. They believe whether they're going to attain this advanced life extension or not. They may have already done it. We know they've stratified technological development into their centralized national security reservations. I mean, how bad is it? I mean, obviously, sir, you know a lot of classified stuff. I mean, you were the head of the Canadian military. I've had Andres von Bülow, former German defense minister, you know, head of the German military on. And, you know, he says the CIA staged 9/11 with the Muslim patsies. And he wrote the book, the CIA staged 9/11. I mean, it's you get the former German defense minister on, he sounds just like me. And you come on, you sound just like, I mean, what is it, sir? I'm kind of ranting here. How much trouble are we in? And were you led into this when you were in the Canadian government?
The answer to the second question is definitely no. Everything that I know now, roughly, I have learned in the last 8 years, with the exception of the direction being taken generally by the three sisters and their patsies. And I have written about that in several books, including my latest one, which is The Light at the End of the Tunnel, A Survival Plan for the Human Species.
Ooh, I want to read that. I didn't even know you had that book. Where do people get that, sir?
They can get it from my website, which you put said was paulheatherweb.com.
Now, there it is. Okay, and there's a lot of video up there. So getting at this from my research, though, the three sisters are the open government management team, but the shadow government behind the first level of shadow government, NORTHCOM, that's already absorbed much of Canada, I want your take on that, you know, U.S. troops at the Olympics patrolling the streets up there. What is, from your research, the goal of the shadow government, or do you disagree with the statement I just made?
Well, I don't really know, because they haven't let me in on their secrets, but as I said, the goal, as far as I can see, is a world government dominated by them. Now, one of the things they have been doing in the last few years is some genetic experiments, and I think that's pretty well known, and I don't know how well documented it is.
Now, there's thousands of companies creating human chimeras spliced with different plants and animals, but they terminate them reportedly before birth.
Well, this is probably true in most cases, but they're spending a lot of money on things like that, that I think is just going in exactly the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, exactly.
What they should be doing is trying to build a better world for the people who live in it. And one of the things that the extraterrestrials could do for them, and have said, and I quote some of this in my book, too, when I quote some passages from Jim Sparks' book, which he allowed me to do, was they're way ahead of us in medicine, for example, and we could use some improved medicine at much lower prices without having fixed prices and that sort of thing. They're ahead of us in agriculture. They're ahead of us in technology, and that they could help us clean up the air and the water and save our planet, which is probably one of the most beautiful planets that there is in a long, long way.
And well, Paul Hellyer, again, you're the former Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, former head defense minister. You're a very respected guy, and you're here because, again, I know the Bilderberg Group's real. Now, I know that they're going to put it on national TV that I said that there are human-animal chimeras. That's BBC, AP, Reuters. But they know the general public reads it and doesn't even get that human clones are illegal, but if they make you 1% lizard or 1% fish, then they claim it's not a human and has no rights. Guys, type in human-animal clones made in laboratories. Show people mainstream news just so it's on record when Rachel Maddow twists this. So that's already so far out that then I'm like, okay, maybe there is something going on.
There is certainly something going on, and if the American people were aware of it, they would be, in many of them at least, very unhappy about it.
Well, here's the Daily Mail. 150 human-animal hybrids grown in UK labs. Embryos have been produced secretly over the past 3 years. Well, it's really 30 years. But so let me say this to you, sir. What I'm saying to you is, what is your proof of extraterrestrials? Did you see this in government? What is your proof?
The proof that they exist?
Yes.
Well, for one thing, the 5 days of testimony in Washington at the Citizens Disclosure from people, many of whom I've known and listened to before, who have actually worked in some of the black ops, who have seen extraterrestrials personally, and just a range of evidence which is so overwhelming that when we appeared there a couple of weeks ago, we started out with these five ex-congressmen and one ex-senator, congresspeople or persons, and they were all skeptics, and two or three of them very vociferous skeptics. And by the time we finished on Friday night at 6 o'clock, they had all changed over completely. It began earlier in the week.
Sure.
Bought in, but there was one holdout until the last day.
I'll tell you what's most compelling. They have a whole, what is it, like 12 of the astronauts, Apollo and others. The recordings are real NASA recordings. NASA admits they're real, but then the media discredits anybody falsely that talks about it, where they did say they were shadowed by other craft. And now you could say it was the Russians or something, but I doubt that. And I've seen the NASA footage of, you know, them shooting particle beams at stuff that's doing turns so fast that, I mean, obviously there's a lot of suppressed technology. But what I've been told by high-level NASA people is that it's really advanced government technology. But I guess you're saying that they were given that.
They've been given a lot of information, yes. They've been back-engineering this this technology for 60 years with hundreds of the best scientists in the United States, I guess. And spending how much of the taxpayers' dollars will probably never really be known. But I was at a conference, I guess it was 6 years ago, where an estimate was made that they had spent over $2 trillion as of then.
Yeah.
And that they had basically, I think, what they have achieved in 60 years is mind-boggling, so much so that I can understand in a way why they don't want people to know what they've accomplished.
Yeah, how much? Well, yeah, they want to keep it for themselves, regardless if it's off-world or not. The word I've got is that the military-industrial complex is probably 30 to 40 years ahead of what we publicly see.
About what people know?
Yes, that the military-industrial complex has technology 30 to 40 years advanced of what we know.
Oh, yeah, more than that by far. Hundreds of years advanced in some areas. And this has happened very rapidly in the last 60 years. And we knew about that in Canada because one of our scientists was involved in the very early stages in 1950. And he was told by Dr. Robert Sarbacher that UFOs were real, that the method of propulsion was at that time unknown. That's no longer true, I think. And that the whole area was classified more highly than the H-bomb, and that the United States government took it extremely seriously, and that a group of scientists under Dr. Vannevar Bush had already begun to see if they could find out the means of propulsion and back engineer the technology that involved.
Is your intelligence that they're working with these things?
Pardon me?
Well, here's the deal. If they've 16 years ago, the BBC reported that a decade plus before, they'd made human-animal clones, but it was legal because they weren't human. Now it's all over the news today, and I'm still called a kook for that. So I know there's a lot of wild stuff going on.
But who says that they're not subject to the laws of the world, the laws of...
No, I agree. I think it's... I mean, my goodness, you can't have animal cruelty, but you can have a human that's cruelly mixed with something. It's hellish. They got... You know, 20 years ago, they had rhesus monkeys spliced with jellyfish. I got it. It's out of control. I'm saying, I get there's wild stuff, but I can prove they've created humanoid clones, which are pretty much not of this world. What I'm asking you, that's an alien to me, and that's alien to the natural order. Okay, so I'm not, it's a big universe. I've just never seen absolute proof that there's little green men visiting this planet, and I'm saying you've got people that you say have the proof. I know there's the Bilderberg. Well, yeah, I'm going to shut up when we come back. I'm going to ask you know, the bottom of the rabbit hole, what you know and where you think this is going. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Paul Hellyer, former Canadian Defense Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, on with us talking about disclosure. Look, here's what I know. There have been leaked documents over the years of Project Bluebeam, and they could basically, with animatronics or holograms, high-tech stuff, and they've talked about this, have fake UFO landings. There's been so many hoaxes. I'm worried about them doing some type of alien invasion deal to unify the planet. The only documents I've got from government are on that front. And I don't think you're a bad guy, sir, and I appreciate you coming on, and I want to read your book. I'm going to get a copy, paulhellyerweb.com. But it's Light at the End of the Tunnel, you say, is the name of it. But I want to ask you, I mean, have you not been approached about that, this whole disclosure project thing could be a giant disinformation campaign?
No, absolutely not. The disclosure project is perfectly legitimate by some of the most respectable people I know. There's probably the odd infiltrator from time to time who is part of the disinformation process, which has been going on, because you can't keep this sort of thing secret for 60 years if you don't have people out providing misinformation and disinformation. And on that score, I think you sort of led credence to some of their propaganda when you referred to little green men. In my book, which I said was Light at the End of the Tunnel, A Survival Plan for the Human Species, I list several species, and the only one that could be identified, well, the two that can be identified by color, one is the grays, so-called, which are the ones that apparently one of the ones that the U.S. government has been working with, and the orange. But there are also tall whites, and there are Nordics that look so much like us that they can walk down the street without being identified. And if you want to...
And are the grays like a biomechanical android of another species?
Well, some of them may be, but they're different kinds of grays, and you'd have to know more about it than either one of us.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Paul, where's the proof of all this? And, you know, I make the little green man joke because I don't really believe all this stuff, and they say I do on television.
Well, I'm going to give you a person to phone who has lived with and the tall whites on a gunnery range in Nevada, where they live with the United States Air Force on United States Air Force U.S. government soil. And his name is Charles Hall. He's written a series of books called Millennial Hospitality, which you can get through the Internet. Or you can, I'm sure, if you want to, get his
help. No, I know, but I mean, I know about all this stuff, and there's never proof, man. I can't get people to admit they're splicing humans and animals when it's an AP, Reuters, and guys come up at pizza places and shove me in the back and say I'm a liar about stuff that's admitted. So, you know, all I know is that I'm not like Rachel Maddow, who believes there's a big wasp under it. I'm joking. That's what she said about me. Look, you say a lot of credible stuff about the Bilderberg Group, all of it. But people are going to say that you're mixing all this together, because they always say, oh, you believe in a new world order? You believe in space aliens. Yeah, so they, you know, it goes both ways. I don't have you on here to discredit you. I've got an open mind is what I'm saying, but I just have never seen the beef, the proof. Show me the money. I mean, where is the proof of these aliens?
Well, what I'm saying is that if you had read all of the books I have and talked to all of the witnesses who are credible, in my opinion, and I've checked them all out, anybody that I quote in my book or mention online on radio shows, I have checked them out for authenticity. If you spent the time that I have researching those things, you could not come to any other conclusion.
But let me add, do you believe that carbon dioxide is causing global warming?
Yes.
But would a carbon tax fix that?
No.
Paul, I'm going to get you back on sometime. Thank you so much for the time, and I will read your book. Folks, our website's InfoWars.com. I'm going to overdrive with big breaking news straight ahead. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.